Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.cccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Already pretty much started the groundwork last week. If you need a Bible, please raise your hand. We are the Church for Truth Seekers. We believe in the truth. It's not about what I think, what I care about, what I say. It's what the Word says. Amen? And so we seek the truth in everything. But it's not about me knowing the truth for myself. It's really about you knowing the truth. You studying, you, the word of Yahweh says, you study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you got to know the truth. Tell your neighbor, we got to know. So in this season that we are in, we're talking about Christmas. Every year I would come and deliver the same messages. He wasn't born December the 25th. It just didn't happen, right? We believe that it is a different festival that is earlier on if we look at the Hebrew calendars and the Hebrew texts. This time came about during the time of Constantine, and this was blended with some other pagan holidays. Amen? But it has to do with the summer solstice, the winter solstice. And the praising of that God. But, you know, bottom line is, we know the truth. And he came. And so, we want to touch on that. Let's go to Matthew. And here at Christians Community Center, because we are truth seekers, we use the true names. So many of you have heard Jesus. Well, that name didn't come until 1611. So your inquisitive mind should want to know, well, goodness gracious, if he came over 2,000 years ago, what were they calling him before 1611? And we know that they were calling him Yeshua. Amen. So when we go to Matthew, the first chapter, 21st verse, who is putting this emphasis? And this is what I talked about last week to bridge you into what I want to say today. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name, now we know it is Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. His name, Yeshua. Yeshua means, in Hebrew, he will save. He will deliver. So he did exactly what he was sent to do. And so when we look at the 22nd verse, it says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of Yahweh by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Yeshua, right? Which, Emmanuel, what does that mean? He's with us. Okay, so let's break this down for a second. Yahweh came down in the form of his son, Yeshua, right? Right? He wrapped himself up in flesh. Check this out. He left his heavenly glory to come down here. All of his deity, all of his greatness, all of his awesomeness, all the throne, everything, came and wrapped himself down here, humbled himself, so he could walk with y'all and try to help y'all out. He did that. Say it to yourself. He did that. He did that. He left his heavenly holy condo. Mansion. Penthouse. To come help you. To come and show you how to walk this out. To come and feel what you feel. So he could sympathize and empathize. So you could never ever say, you don't know what I'm going through and how I feel. You serve a God that knows how you feel. Right? So it's like this. All of y'all look like you live in some pretty comfortable quarters. You look nice. You're all cleaned up. It looks like, you know, your suits were hung up in closets and going on. And sisters, you all together. So I would say that you have a very nice place to live. Would you leave your nice place to live? Pack some bags and take up a cot of residence on Skid Row. Or under the bridge, under the freeway. Willingly, would you do that? I don't see nobody raising no hands. Phil is like, mm-mm, no, sir. But guess what? You serve a God that did exactly that. Come on, y'all. He did exactly that. He humbled himself. And so when you use the terminology Emmanuel, that means he's with us. He's right here. Emmanuel means God with us. He's right here. Why is he right here? Because his name is Yeshua, means he had to come here to help save and help you deliver. Anybody delivered? Now notice, I say delivered, not delivered. Anybody been delivered? Anybody been saved up in this house? Hallelujah. So that is why, what is in that name? What is in the name? And we found out the meaning of the name means exactly what he came to do. Amen, his purpose. And so, one more scripture, Philippians 2 chapter that I touched on last week, just to bridge the gap here, was we're talking about he sacrificed his life for a purpose, for a destiny, and it meant something. And his name actually describes that. So why would you not want to use that name? Why would you not want to use it? There's so much richness and power in that name. So Philippians, the 2nd chapter, the 9th verse, says, wherefore, Yahweh also hath highly exalted. So listen, this is not Pastor Tom doing this. I'm not the originator of putting the emphasis on the name. I'm just doing what the word said. The apostle isn't the one putting the emphasis. He's not the original one putting the emphasis. Who is putting the emphasis on this? Because people tell us all the time, it don't make no difference. He gonna answer to you when you call anyway. But he knows his name. Let me give you a little story, and I've said this before. We have a sister here, Karen Stafford, right? Now, what did everybody think Karen's name was? Everybody was calling her Karen because of the way it was spelled. And everybody, oh, Karen. Yeah, oh, Karen. Oh, Karen. And so we really felt, we called her that for years. And we thought that her name was Karen. But one day, her husband said, you know, that's really not her name. I said, well, we've been calling her that for for 3, 4, 5 years. He said her real name is Corinne. But since everybody sees her name and just listen to what everybody else say, one person hears her say Karen, everybody else sees her Karen, so we all call her Karen. But he said to those who really know her, to those people that know her from when she was a kid, and for those people that are in that close circle, everybody knows that her name is Corinne. And we were going all that time thinking that we knew her. And we was calling her name, and she would answer because she knew what you were talking about. But when you get right down to it, there was a group of people that knew of her, and there was a group of people that really knew her. So when it comes to Yeshua, I want to be one of the ones that really know him. Now, he may answer your prayer when you call him something else, but if you really want to get close to him, if you really want to let everybody else know how close you are to him, because then it was like when somebody would say Corinne, she'd be like, oh, that must be somebody that really knows me. Well, when you say Yeshua, he's like, hey, that's not just somebody calling on me. That's somebody that really knows who I am and is really calling on me the way I was intended to be called on. And that name is what? It's just simply. And so it's like you tell Christian Community Center, well, why y'all putting so much emphasis on that? Look at Philippians, the 2nd chapter. The 9th verse says, wherefore Yahweh hath what? Highly exalted him, and he what? Given him a name, which is what? So if it's a name that's above every name, it shouldn't be no regular name. What is that name that's above? Because if he's exalted and it's high, and his name is supposed to be above every name. Now listen, how can you make up a name if it's supposed to be a name above every name? And I will say this, and maybe I'm stepping out on a limb, but I would say there's always some forethought to what the word is saying. There's always a forward looking. And I tend to believe that even in this scripture, when he says, and given him a name which is above every name, I believe that he knew somewhere down the line some folks would try to change his name. Some folks would try to say the name was something different. Why? Because if you are highly exalting somebody, and if you're giving somebody a name that's above every name, there must be some power in that name. And if somebody don't want you to plug in to all the power that that name has, what is the simple thing that they can do? Change it. Some of y'all have changed your names because you didn't want somebody catching up with you. What is your real name? What is your government name? And a lot of us have, you know, we Pookie and Do and, you know, all these other Bebe, Ray Ray, right? But what is, I look at this show, and I'm digressing, so you have to excuse me, I digress. 48 hours. Anybody seen that show? Another 48 hours. And they're looking for people, right, that commit crimes. And every time they're looking for somebody, it's difficult for them to find the person that they're looking for because it's like a name like, what, Pookie Deep Deep. Or a big C, or skinny T, you know? And they're trying to find, so they got to go through a whole list of people to try to say, we're trying to find Theodore Jones. But they got to go through all these different names to try to find Theodore. Because if you find Theodore, you're going to find the one that did it. All these layers. So history has produced all these layers because they didn't want you to find out who you was really supposed to be serving. The whole reason for his existence, the whole reason why he even came in the first place, was to save and to deliver. And history is known to do that. History will. You got folks that will try to change your history. But you know what? They can't hide the truth, because Yahweh has revealed his name in all. Hallelujah! He has revealed his name. And so that's the beauty of it. So, and the last part of that is, he's given a name which is highly exalting him, given a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Yeshua Mashiach, what? Is who? Yeshua Mashiach is Yahweh, to the glory of Yahweh the Father. So he, Yeshua is Yahweh. So when Yeshua came to dwell among us, he was Emmanuel. He was God, Yahweh, with us. And guess what? The same Yahweh that was with us then is the same Yahweh that is with us today, right now. Right now. So listen, so why would he do all of that? I would say that he went through a lot just to try to do something for you. Are y'all worthy of what he's doing for you? Tell your neighbor, we're not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm just thankful. Say that. I'm not worthy. I'm just thankful. And I thank you, Yahweh, for saving a wretch like me. Woo! Who is man? So listen, let's go to Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, the 9th chapter. This is what I want to touch on today. I just want you to understand how awesome, how loving, how merciful, and how gracious your Father is. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Yeshayahu is the Hebrew name for Isaiah. We love to use those names. 9th chapter, 6th verse. You got it? Amen. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. We've read the scripture all the time. But think about it. Unto us a child is born. To us. Who is the us? Us, you, me, we, all of everybody in here. He allowed a child to be born to us. Unto us, a son is given. And when we look at the word given, Natan in the Hebrew, Natan is the word for give, given. It means to deliver up, to offer up, to bring forth. So to you, Yahweh offered up his son. He delivered up to you. He just delivered it. He gave it. And this word, Natan, means with great thought and sacrifice. My goodness. So with great consideration, he gave you a son. His son. And it says, and the government shall be on. What is the government? His what? Kingdom. The kingdom of Yahweh is what? So how was the kingdom delivered unto you? Because otherwise, if the kingdom had not been delivered to you, you wouldn't be able to be a part of the kingdom. He gave you the kingdom. He allowed you an opportunity to be even a part of this kingdom. The kingdom of Yahweh was delivered right unto you. Right upon his shoulders. He bore it. And his name shall be called. Does anybody know that he's wonderful? Wait, so now you've been given a son, and the son that you've been given, this opportunity that you've been given, this kingdom that you've been given, is wonderful. Has anybody experienced his wonderful? Not only that, he's a counselor. What does a counselor do? Counselor tries to lead you, tries to guide you, tries to show you the right way. He's trying to keep you from something. A counselor don't want to see you fall off. Hey, if anybody knows about a counselor in school, the counselor is trying to help you not drop out. Sometimes without the help of the counselor, you would have dropped out. But Yahweh's given you the opportunity of a counselor that would ensure and try to help you so that you didn't, I won't say drop out, so that you don't miss out. Does anybody not want to miss out? I don't want to miss out. So, wonderful. Counselor. The mighty Yahweh. Do you guys know what you've been given? The mighty Yahweh. You have angels being dispatched on your behalf. Yes. Whatever it is that you need from him, all you got to do is call on his name and bam, he's right there to do what you need, right? So it says the mighty Yahweh. That's part of his name. The everlasting Father. But guess what? Guess what? I know the Hebrew translation of this for the everlasting Father. And it means my Father of eternity. Come on now. That's what you got at your disposal. Your Father of what? Eternity. Say he's mine. Tell your neighbor he's mine. Guess what? You can say that because he has a personal relationship with each and every one of y'all. We have our own special relationship. So that's okay. He can be yours too. Tell your neighbor, he can be yours too. We have our own. And guess what? If you follow the guidelines, this relationship will never end. See, there are relationships that end all the time, but this relationship is everlasting. He's my everlasting Father. It ain't ending. Lastly, the Prince of Peace. Wait, hold up. You see peace, right? But let me give you the Hebrew for that. If you don't know it, of course we say it all the time, but y'all don't really get the crux of it. Shalom. Shalom is a peace, but shalom is a peace that it keeps on going. It's everlasting. And this peace, there's nothing like it because people don't understand how you can be in such calm and in such peace that no matter what's going on, shalom runs deep. Shalom runs deep. I don't just want regular peace. I want shalom. And that's a peace that passes all understanding. People don't know why this happened, but that happened, but that happened. But how come you ain't mad? How come you ain't scared? How come you ain't doing that? Because it's a perfect shalom. It's perfect. When it's perfect, I don't worry about nothing, y'all. And you got all of this at your disposal. So when I go here and I realize what he did, he gave it. He gave him to me. Yahweh gave him to me. Why? He says, a son is given. So let's go to Yohanan. So what does that mean? What does that mean to you and me? Because see, what we've been doing is we've been taking these times and we've been, what y'all been doing? Y'all been going to the to the Walmart. Sorry. That's later on tonight. We'll talk about that. But you've been going to the Walmarts and you've been going to the Targets and you've been going to the Macy's, and some of y'all say, I ain't going nowhere. But a lot of us are doing what? Why? Because we're taking this time to give what we believe is presents. We're trying to give gifts, right? That's what we have in our mind that you're supposed to do. But let's find out about the true gift giver. Yohanan, John, the third chapter. And we've read this all the time, but let's really, knowing what we know, let's revisit it, okay? So it says, for Yahweh so loved the world. Who are you? You were in the world. You were in the world. But he so loved. Now, I've said this before, I'll say it again. He didn't say, for Yahweh loved the world. For Yahweh so loved. There's something in that soul. I can say that I love you. It's not enough. So if I want to put a little extra on it, I say, I love you so much. And you can't say that to everybody. Hello? You can't say that to what? Everybody. Brothers. Well, before I go to brothers, let me leave you alone for a second. Sisters. Don't go for the first, I love you. Because it ain't true. Brothers, you know how you throw out that, I love you. It ain't got nothing on this. Sisters, if you really want to believe that he does, he got to show ya. It's not about talk, it's about what? Showing. He can say, I love you so much. But he didn't put a ring on it. Okay. Oh, let me stop. Because that would show you what? Something. So the greatest giver of all, he's told you that he loved you. And not only did he tell you that he loved you, he said that I so loved you. So let's see what else he did. He said, for Yahweh so loved the world that he, what? He gave something. Hey, so if you really love somebody, you're going to show them by what? Giving them something. And depending on what you give them will determine if you really love. So it says, for Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his son. Wait, he just gave it? He gave his son? No. We describe. Gave his only. Didn't have another one to give. The only one he had, he gave it. And who did he give it to? He gave it to you. Why did he give it to you? Because he so loved you. And so many times, we take that love for granted. We won't serve him. We won't do the things that he's asked us to do. We won't acknowledge him when he does do something. We take him for granted. Sometimes he won't even admit that we're a child of his. How can you do that when he so loved you that he gave his only son for you? You don't know how to give nothing. You don't know how to give gifts. Because would you give the only thing that you had if you was really given something? Your prized possession. And y'all's like, no, I'm going to hold on to this. But you serve a God that is not holding back anything from you. Holds back nothing. Holds back nothing. And so he says, his only begotten his son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have. Doesn't that tie in to his name and his deity? The everlasting Father. I don't know if y'all realize this, but the God that you're serving, he's real. The God that you're serving is living. The God that you're serving is looking and hearing. And the best thing that you could do for your God is to give him something back. What do you have that is so valuable that you can present to him to show him how much you love him? This is an even exchange. He gave you his one and only begotten son. There's something that you got that you only have one of, and that's your life. No, I don't think you get it. This is a one-to-one exchange. That's what he's expecting because of what he's given up for you. The least you, he's given up one. The least you can do is give up one too. And what is that one that you've given up? You've given up the only life that you have to live. One. You only get one. And you can choose to take that life and make it die out. Or you can choose to take that life and make it everlasting. It's up to you. Because truly, you only have one life to live. How you gonna live it? What you gonna do? What can I offer? What can I render unto Yahweh? What can I give him? I can only give him that one thing that I have of value because I enjoy living. But I'm going to take that life and I'm going to turn it over and I'm going to give it back to you, Yahweh. Because I can keep on trying. See, some of y'all can live. You might live till 70. You might. You might live till 50. Hey, you might live until 100. Some people have only lived until 14 or 15. And you could take that amount of time and try to live the life that you think you should be living. But you can't live no life, truly live no life, if you're not giving your life to him. You can try. But my hope is that you find out that you need to give that life to him before what you think expires. Because you could walk out here today and it could be over for you. I've seen it happen. I've heard it happen. There's people that's walked right up into these doors and they've walked out never to live another Sunday. But when you understand who it is, Yahweh so loved you that he gave that one thing that he had to give, that one thing that he offered up, Natan, that he gave with great consideration to you, something of great value, something of great power. Now, question is, what are you going to do? I choose to give my life to Yahweh. I choose. Has anybody else chosen to offer up their life to him? I live for you, Yahweh. I live for you. I live for you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. God with us. Thank you, Father. So in this season, consider this. Instead of thinking about what you're going to give to everybody else, think about what you're giving to him. Consider what you are going to render him. You got this new year coming up. You won't do it right. Maybe you've never lived for him before. Even those of you who've been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, you think you've been doing enough, but have you really given your life? Have you really rendered yourself to him that he could do what he wanted to do with you, shape you, make you, mold you, give you a life that you could not even imagine? The word says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men what Yahweh has prepared for those who love him. He loves you. Do you love him? Think about it. Father Yahweh, we thank you for this season and this time that we're in, Father, that puts us in a position to consider what you've done. Even though we should consider it always, this helps counsel us and lead us into the right direction. So minister to us how we can effectively live for you. Live for your kingdom, Father Yahweh, and be those children that are grateful and that are just humbled by what you've done in our lives. You so loved us that you gave us Yeshua, your only begotten Son. The least we can do in exchange is to give you us. If we haven't done that, forgive us right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, for our desire is to be forever connected with you. We give you the glory in Yeshua's mighty name, we pray, amen. Keep your head bowed. Those who I would not be doing what I'm supposed to do if I did not give this opportunity for those who say, listen, I do want to render life for life. I've been in my own pattern. I need to break out of my own pattern because my own pattern of thinking and doing what I thought I wanted to do has not been successful. It's led to destruction. It's led to heartache. It's led to depression. It's led to loneliness. It's led to lack, not having many things in my life. But I want to break that cycle, and I want to render my life as shown in the word. So if that's you, if you've said, I want to render my life, I understand what he did for me. I get it now. I get it. I understand it. If that's you, we can start that process today. You can have that relationship. You can have that restoration. Just raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Hallelujah for that. You want that. You want that. You want that baptism. You want that new life. You want that. If you want that today, raise your hand and we'll pray for you. That's one, two. You want that. Maybe it's that you want to be restored back, because that's what he does. He's a God of restoration. He restores us back. So if you want that in your life, restoration, you say, I'm not as close as I used to be. I want to be closer. Raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Restoration, that's one. I want to reach this two. I want to be restored back to where I need to be. Hey, This is the opportunity. Tomorrow isn't promised, but today is here. Today is now. Hallelujah. And you can make that decision today. Everybody, keep your head bowed. If you rose your hand for any of those calls that I made, make the step. Make the step. Come where I am right now. And we'll start this new life, this new process, this restoration, this newness. Amen. If you want it in your life, come now.